Okay, boys and girls, good to see you this morning. I don't have a quiz this morning, but I'd asked three questions last Sunday, and there was a pound for anybody that got a question right. Only two of those pounds were claimed, so there's one left, and I just couldn't remember who it was that answered that third question. So if this pound belongs to you, ask me for it at the end of the service at the door. The Bible says we're to be no man's debtor, and I don't want to owe anybody in the congregation money. So if I owe you a pound, make sure you come and ask me for it. I just couldn't remember the third person that asked, or answered rather, the question. Now last Sunday we learned about God's servant, Hudson Taylor. He has been serving God in the land of China for quite a number of years. And God has really been using him and blessing his life and blessing the words that he's brought. But then his health began to fail. And he began to get tired and he began to get weary. And he just realized that in his present condition, he couldn't continue to serve the Lord in the manner that he once had. So he had to really pray hard and ask God, well, what should I do? I'm no use in China. I'm tired. I'm sickly. And most people said to Hudson, Hudson, if you don't go back to England and spend a lot of time resting and getting some real proper medical help, Hudson, you could die. So Hudson Taylor, begrudgingly and really against his own desires, had to leave China. And he spent a lot of time on a big ship, travelling all the way across the oceans of the world to get back from China to his home in England. And he was really sad about that, and he couldn't understand how God had allowed this pain and sickness into his life. And I suppose he was asking that question, why? God, have you allowed this to happen to me? I'm not sure, boys and girls, or even mums and dads, I'm sure we all have, we've asked God that question, why? Lord, why did this have to happen? Lord, why do I feel like this? And Lord, why have you closed this door? And Lord, why are things just working out the way they're working out? And that's what Hudson Taylor did on the way home from China to England as he's on this big boat. He was asking God the question why, and he really just gave so much of his time to prayer as he travelled in that boat. The journey would take a good number of weeks, and on that boat he was praying and asking God to bless China, and he really began to pray for something specific. He says, Lord, I want you to raise up another 5 missionaries to go to China. And whenever I come back to England and I tell people about what God is doing in China, I want you to raise up from England another 5 people who will have an interest in China. If they're men, if they're women, if there's a mixture of both, Lord, 5 people to go to China. Whenever Hudson Taylor got back to England, one of the doctors said to him, now Hudson, your body's weak and you've been very ill. And Hudson, I don't think you will ever set foot in China again. And Hudson Taylor was really sad about that. He just couldn't understand what was happening. And he wanted to get back to China as soon as he could, but he realized it's going to be a while before I get back to China. So he gave himself to prayer and he really prayed for China. And whenever he got opportunity and health would allow him, he went to meetings and he spoke to people about the need of China. And he also began to translate the New Testament scriptures into Chinese. And that was a really big task, but that's what he did. And he spent hours every day in his study translating the Bible, the New Testament, into Chinese and praying for China as well. Now, on the wall of his study, Hudson Taylor had a huge big map. I'm not sure, maybe in your bedroom you've got a picture of a car or a football team or something on your wall that means a lot to you. Well, Hudson Taylor had a map of China on the wall in his home. And every day he would stand and he would look at that huge map of China and he would pray for the places that he had been to. But whenever he looked at the little places that he had visited, he couldn't help but notice that there were so many places in China that he had never had the privilege of going to. He counted 11 major provinces in inland China, and as far as he knew, there had never been a missionary to go to any of those 11 provinces. And as he counted up the number of people that lived in each of those provinces in China, he counted up around about 380 million Chinese people that had never heard of Jesus Christ. 380 million. There's about 1.5 million people living in Northern Ireland. 380 million living in China that had never heard. And he thought as well, every day in China people die. And every month there's about 1 million Chinese people who die without ever having heard of Jesus Christ. And that caused Hudson Taylor sometimes to cry as he thought about the need in China. But as he went about England, God answered his prayer. Remember how he prayed for five people? Well, five people approached Hudson Taylor, three men and two women, and they said to Hudson Taylor, "We feel that God is calling us to go to China." And God wonderfully and specifically answered his prayer. These five people set off for China. But Hudson would often go back to that map and he would look at it, and it just seemed as if in his heart God was speaking to him and God was saying, "Hudson, you're going to need to pray for more than five people." And he began to be challenged about this and he began to pray about it. And then God really began to impress upon his heart, "Well, Hudson, I want you to set up an organization that will go into inland China to those millions of people that have never heard, and I want you to lead this organization." And Hudson Taylor, for the first time in his life, held back from obeying God. There was many things that he'd said to God that he would do. "I'll go to China and I'll pray for five people and I'll encourage them and help them." But whenever God began to show him there's a much greater need for more missionaries, more than five, and Hudson, you're going to have to do more and ask more people to go and take responsibility for them. And Hudson Taylor stood back and he said at that time, "Lord, I can't do it." He says, "God, I'm not strong enough physically. I don't have enough finance, and I mightn't even be able to go back to China, and it might be very dangerous, and I just don't want to have the responsibility of maybe 50 or 100 people in China, and it's dangerous, and they could be kidnapped, they could be imprisoned, I don't have the money to support them." And he said, "Lord, I can't do it." I wonder if you ever said something like that, boys and girls, to God. Maybe you know in your school or in your home or your classroom or in your street, there's somebody there and they've never heard of Jesus Christ. And maybe you know that God's telling you to tell them, speak to that person. Go and ask them if they want to come to the children's meeting. Or tell them that you're a Christian. Or God wants you to do something for him and you say, "Lord, I just couldn't do that." That's what Hudson Taylor said this time. He'd done so much for God, but the Lord asked him to do something, and he said, "Lord, I just couldn't do that." And you know, he began to get very sad, and he was so unhappy, and he couldn't eat, and he couldn't sleep, because he knew that God was asking him to do something, and he just couldn't do it. And then his wife, Maria, she began to notice, "Hudson's just not the same. He's not as happy. He's lost that joy and that gladness that he had in serving the Lord." And you can lose the joy, the Bible says, of God's salvation. You can never lose your salvation. You can never be a Christian and then not be a Christian. But you can lose the joy of being a Christian. And sadly, that's what happened to Hudson Taylor. And we'll find out next Sunday, or maybe the Sunday after it, how he got that joy back again. But thank you so much for listening, and don't forget that pound is there for whoever's it is. So I'll ask you to go back to your seats, and I will have the announcements just now at this time. So thank you very much, boys and girls, for coming up and for listening so faithfully and so intently.